From Mixtapes by Gore. Life isn't about finding yourself, it's about creating yourself. We have been waiting to feel ready for so long, waiting for some quiet morning where everything inside us finally settles into place, and we wake up knowing exactly who we are, what we want, what we were meant for. As if one day life will suddenly become clear instead of heavy. As if there is a version of us somewhere in the future who has figured it all out already, and we just have to survive long enough to meet them. But that morning never comes. That is not how this works. That is not how any of this works. There is no finished version of you waiting somewhere to be discovered. No fully formed self hidden underneath all your confusion. You are not a puzzle with one correct answer. You are not buried treasure. You are not waiting to be found. You are being built slowly, painfully, in ways that do not always look meaningful while they are happening. In God, I think that is what nobody prepares you for. The fact that creating yourself feels nothing like becoming. It feels like failing most of the time. It feels like being 20. Free and staring at your laptop at 2 a.m. convinced everyone else understands life better than you do. It feels like watching people move forward while you keep changing directions. It feels like picking something up with hope in your hands and putting it back down months later because somewhere along the way you stopped recognizing yourself inside it. You try thigh and GS, that is all you can really do. You buy the books, you learn the language for 3 weeks before life swallows your attention whole again. You start going to the gym, you stop going, you convince yourself you are going to become a writer, a designer, a musician, a runner, someone who wakes up ERLY, someone who finally gets their life together. And then suddenly it is 3 in the morning and you are eating something cold over the kitchen sink, wondering why being alive feels so exhausting sometimes. And the whole time you think you are failing, you think all these unfinished versions of you. You are proof that you lack discipline, consistency, purpose. You think everyone else was handed some map you somehow missed out on, but nobody knows what they are doing. Everyone is improvising a self in real time. Everyone is trying to build meaning out of routines and distractions and tiny moments that barely feel important enough to remember we are building while we think we are lost. That line keeps living inside me because it explains so much of adulthood. The fact that most of the important things happening to us do not feel important while they are happening. Growth does not announce it. Self-becoming does not feel cinematic most of the time. It just feels lonely, repetitive, invisible, especially the loneliness. In God, nobody talks honestly enough about the loneliness of becoming someone new, because the moment you start changing, even slightly, there are people who stop understanding you. There are versions of yourself you can no longer return to comfortably. There are rooms where you suddenly feel unfamiliar inside your own body. You outgrow conversations, you outgrow habits, you outgrow people you once thought would stay forever. And there is grief in that, real grief. Even when leaving is the right thing, sometimes growth looks like sitting alone in your room on a Friday night wondering if everyone else learned how to live except you. Sometimes it looks like deleting your work over and over because nothing sounds the way it feels inside your head. Sometimes it looks like trying so hard to become someone softer, calmer, happier, while old versions of you keep pulling at your ankles asking not to be abandoned. And some days you get tired of trying altogether. Some days the weight of your own potential feels unbearable because you cannot tell if you are becoming something or just wasting time creatively. You look around and everyone seems to be moving with certainty while you are still introducing yourself to yourself over and over again. And there is this specific kind of grief that comes from not knowing who you are yet while still having to continue living every day as if you do. But maybe this is what being alive actually is: trying things, trying again, sitting inside uncertainty long enough for it to shape you instead of destroy you. Waking up every morning and participating in your own life before you fully understand it. Maybe the reason why he feels so painful sometimes is because creation is painful. Maybe becoming a person was never supposed to feel graceful. The loneliness, the confusion, the grief of outgrowing old versions of yourself, the ache of trying and failing and trying again, the nights where you feel completely disconnected from your own future. None of it is separate from the becoming that is the becoming. You are not broken because you are unfinished. You are unfinished because you are still becoming. And what you build from all of this, the values you carry, the tenderness you fought to keep despite everything, the way you still choose to love people carefully, even after being hurt, the way you still search for beauty, even after disappointment, the way you continue trying despite how tired you are, that becomes your life.